This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello and welcome to Gegenpressing, the Bundesliga podcast. I'm Manu Feit, he's Stefan Biankowski. This is the Champions League review show, coming to you right after the Bayern Munich-Real Madrid fixture. Final result is 2-2, but before we dive onto all of that, how's it going, Stefan?
Yeah, good. It's quite late here in Scotland, but that's always the case with Champions League nights. But, you know, fascinating game of football. Lots to discuss. Exactly what you'd really want from a Champions League semi-final.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, my first take from this game is that I think there's going to be some disappointed people among our Substack subscribers, right? There's a lot of Bayern fans there. I actually think this is a pretty decent result considering how the game started for Bayern. You know, the way that they conceded from a brilliant goal by Vinicius Jr., great assist by Toni Kroos, terrible defending by Kim. And I think we will have to talk about Kim in this podcast. But, you know, this game was never going to be decided in the first leg. This is as close as a European Clásico as you can get, Stefan. Bayern against Real Madrid, I think, is the most played game at the Champions League level, right? These are teams that know each other well. There's a crazy stat out there. I think Real have won 12, Bayern have won 11, and then there's a bunch of draws in there. This game was never going to get decided tonight. And, you know, I think the major takeaway maybe is that after that early Vinicius Jr. goal, that is actually probably good news because it could have gotten decided tonight if Real had won this. So I don't know. I think actually it's a pretty decent result on balance. I think Bayern should maybe feel a little unhappy that they didn't take a better result to Spain. But, you know, given the last 30 minutes of the second half, this could have also been way worse.
Yeah. I mean, this is the kind of beauty of the away goal being removed, isn't it? Is that we can basically go into the second leg and there's still everything to play for. Obviously, if the away goal was still in place, Real Madrid would have a huge advantage going into that second leg. And the tie maybe wouldn't be finished by any means, but, you know, it would be heavily weighted towards Madrid, which, you know, is much fun for the neutrals. Yeah, I mean, it's a really difficult game to kind of gauge what Bayern should take from it. I mean, if you'd asked them at the start of the game if they'd take a 2-2 draw at home, I think Tuchel would have probably been a little upset about that, thinking, you know, Bayern at the Allianz Arena in the Champions League typically try to kind of throw their weight about and kind of dominate these games. And for the most part, that's kind of what they did in the match. But it was a game of individual brilliance and individual mistakes, which is, I guess, what you expect at this point in the Champions League when the margins are so small, when there's so many gifted players on the pitch. And that's ultimately what kind of defined the game, unfortunately. And it is a shame because I actually thought Tuchel got his team set up spot on. I thought tactically Bayern were extremely well set up to kind of tackle Real Madrid. And I thought, but to be perfectly honest with you, I thought Madrid's man for man looked poorer than Bayern, which is maybe more a case of their own players beginning to kind of feel the extent of a long season, maybe probably quite exhausted from the manner in which they sparred with Manchester City in the previous round, and obviously their own kind of domestic adventures. But, you know, I think, for example, Jude Bellingham looked extremely tired in this game. He looked like a player who's already played far too much football this season, a player who perhaps shone a little too brightly in the first half of the season is now beginning to feel it. And I guess the way I would look at it is I think Real Madrid would be extremely relieved to have left that stadium with a draw and a 2-2 draw. So I guess if you flip it round, then that means that Bayern probably should be a little disappointed to have left without winning it. But that's not to say that Bayern obviously can't go to Spain and win this tie. And in fact, I think they could probably take a lot of confidence from the performance, if not the result. And Tuchel will probably think, well, assuming, you know, Kane doesn't stick the ball in the back of the net for Madrid on two occasions in the return tie, assuming he doesn't play at all, to be perfectly honest with you, which feels like a safe assumption, then you would think that Bayern kind of have the measure of this Madrid side for the most part. So it's a difficult one to kind of break down and define whether it's a positive or negative, but I guess that's just the mark of a good game of football, that there's a lot to chew over.
Yeah, no, and I think, you know, if, I've seen this fixture so many times, both as a kid growing up and, you know, I was covering it. Obviously, they had to get past Real Madrid in 2013 on the way to the final, right? And they went past them in 2012 as well, you know, the year that they ultimately lost at home. So, actually, I get this slightly wrong. They beat Barcelona, didn't they, in 2013 on the way to the final. It was 2012 mm-hmm. where they beat them. But that was tied too. I think it was 2-1 and 2-1, and it went all the way to penalties. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's just how these fixtures usually play out. They're always extremely tight affairs, and that's just how it goes. And it's been in recent years where Real Madrid had sort of the better of Bayern Munich, really in the Pep Guardiola times, right, where they got a couple times really smashed. But, you know, I also remember that tie with Carlo Ancelotti in charge, of Bayern, right, where they kind of felt like they got robbed in Madrid. But, you know, it's always been tight affairs. And yeah, at this stage, you know, at this stage of the season, I mean, I think half the teams are walking wounded as it is, right? And Jude Bellingham is a really great example. I actually think in his case, you have to go back further than just this year. I mean, how much football has he played in his very young career? It's astounding. And we know he has knee issues and isn't 100% fit to begin with most of the time, right? So I think there's a lot of mileage on that body. And that's maybe a little concerning if you're an England fan going into Euros, because I think that tank is empty. But also that means for Bayern Munich, you know, there is some things to take away from this too. For example, I'm at the Bayern-Stuttgart game this weekend, right, on Saturday.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.